तो सन्यासी रियली गोपी भाव, इस लीडर्स इज यू टू थिंक नो इंपॉर्टेंस ऑफ सन्यास, बट आई टोल्ड और यू डोंट नो सन्यासी गोपी भावाश्रयाय, वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट थिंग. विदाउट दिस हाउ वी कैन डू भजन? सो गुरु महाराज गेव हिम और दिस गोपी मोड विच इज एसेंशियल फॉर रागानुगा, एस्पेशली फॉर गोपी मोड. ऑल्सो स्वामी महाराज हैज टोल्ड दैट जीवाज हैज नाउ कम फ्रॉम गोलोक वृंदावन. सो मैनी प्रूफ्स, यद गत्वा न निवर्तन्ते तद् धाम परमम. श्यामरानी हैज कोटेड ऑल दिस थिंग. रियली ही हैज नॉट टोल्ड लाइक दैट ऑल जीवाज हैज कम फ्रॉम देयर. देर आर सो मैनी प्रूफ्स इन हिज बुक्स दैट ही हैज रिटन फ्रॉम तटस्था शक्ति. Karnap Desai Vishnu he has come. Anyone who will go to Golok Vrindavan, there is no illusory maya. Only jog maya is there. Only service, no chance of falling down. How he can fall down? I will request Jagannath Prabhu to speak something. Very few words. He is very good bhakta.
थोड़ा बहुत दो शब्द बोल
क्या इसके,
आप तो अच्छे वक्त हैं.
Stop.
over for a short time, for 2 hours, in Nehru Airport. At that time, Vasudev Prabhu went to visit Prabhupada, and he invited Prabhupada to come to visit. And when Prabhupada came in, and we were very, Prabhupada and I were very disappointed that they did not take us with them to meet Prabhupada. So, but when Srila Prabhupada came in 1975, in the month of May, so we were fortunate that the house was very in a very busy area, there is a lot of noise. So he asked us, if my house was just really great, great, and we just moved only in the house about 6 months ago. So, and I remember when Srila Prabhupada came there, we don't have reflections on the home. So at night we were walking to prepare the home, and so he came and was fortunate enough to get instruction, and we were sitting in the room, so he very short, and we had, in 1974 we had been to Vrindavan, and we had taken Titis of Radha and Krishna with us, and my wife was mostly with Titis. So Srila Prabhupada, he asked us one time, with all the devotees, we were sitting together with Krishna Gopal, and he asked some of the devotees, Prabhupada said to us, you have Radha and Krishna, who is worshipping? So Prabhupada said, I am worshipping, and so thank you very much. And then the devotees said, oh, they have Prabhupada, they have demigods with them also. There is Ganesh and Shiva also. So we were scared, so we asked, but he's acting around with him. So he said in Hindi, he said that kya nokar or malik saath saath milkar shaati hai. So then we explained that Krishna is malik, he's the lord, and these the living gods are the servants, so you should put him on an elevated position. And then some of the devotees there said to Prabhupada, they are this couple, they are not chanting. So surprised, very scared. And Prabhupada said, he looked at us very compassionately, looked into my eyes, and he said, I was scared what he's going to say. So he said, in Hindi, he said, Sakti ko jayega. Everything will do all right. So, I know now that after the Krishna, everything is complex.
I know personally Sri Abhay Charanath Prabhu since 1946. 46. So many years passed.
Now 2006. 60 years.
60 years. In 1946, I joined Math, took initiation and Diksha, and Guru Maharaj kept me his personal servant, and he took me to Gauriya Vedanta Samiti, Calcutta, Bose Pada Lane, and there I saw Abhay Charanath Prabhu. Guru Maharaj told me to serve him. And from then, he was so much attracted to me. So much. So, I have served him in so many ways. When he took sannyas and went to Western country, I sent him kartal, khol, so many deities.
Mathura Peda,
so many things. And he used to write me letters where how he is preaching. About more than 400 letters.
Your relationship with him is the same as his relationship with his Gurudev.
He wrote me that our relation is transcendental. As my relation is with Prabhupada, your relation with me is same, transcendental. Sometimes he requested me to come to Western country. Then I told that my Guru Maharaj is here and I am engaged in his service. Later on I will come.
Near future I will see.
So I went there. He also, in Mathura, he used to play on mridanga and I used to sing. He liked very much my songs, Vaishnava song, very well. At that time, he did not used to sing, but he usually used to be. But he was explaining Srimad Bhagavat word by word. Very beautiful. All were attracted to hear him. And there, he began translate first
canto.
First three cantos.
First canto in three parts.
In three parts. And he published in Delhi. And first he gave me.
And you shipped the books to...
I, by ship, sent all his books. They were in so much dirty condition that I became sick, but yet I sent them.
All these books are in the Alakan books.
In the last time, he called me, all ISKCON members came to me, and they took me to him. He had stopped to speak with anyone, but when I went, he began to weep and took my hands in his hands and began to tell, excuse me, I have done something wrong. I told that you have not done anything wrong. For your disciples, that they should be
strong.
Also, you have told that Gaudiya Vaishnava have no preaching, they eat, drink and sleep. But I told that it is not your fault anyway. You have told them for their good. And he told that I have brought so many in Bengali bandar, monkey, not in English. I could not train them. So I request you to train them. They should know what is Rupanu, what is Vaishnavata, what is all these things. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what Rupa Goswami established his wishes. So please tell them and help them. Only for these things I went to Western country to see his glory and saw everywhere, in the mountains, in the ocean,
In the forest,
everywhere his glory is there. In couple of years, he brought a revolution in whole world, bhakti revolution. So this day, I am praying his mercy. He should sprinkle his mercy to me and to you all. Gaur Premanande.
Aaya Chandra Grahan Asi.
I was fortunate to receive Srila Prabhupada in my house in 1975 and 1976. I was very materialistic at that time and I was very much not at all emotionally inclined. But somehow my brother Vasudeva Guru he invited Srila Prabhupada. And before that, Srila Prabhupada arrived, Upendra Prabhupada left his body, and his wife Chitrilekha, they stayed with us. And my father was there also at the time. And so they told us that Srila Prabhupada is very great, and Srila Prabhupada is very great, they told us. And if ever Chitrilekha especially told my wife, Mr. Vela, that if ever you get the opportunity to meet Srila Prabhupada, you should see him. So when in 1974, Srila Prabhupada was passing from going from Australia to Hawaii, and on the way the flight stopped for about a short time, about 2 hours, in Delhi airport. At that time, Vasudev Prabhu went to visit Prabhupada, and he invited Prabhupada to come to Fiji. And when Prabhupada came, and we were very, we were very disappointed that they did not take us with them to meet Prabhupada. So, but when Srila Prabhupada came in 1975, in the month of May, so we were fortunate that Srila's house was very, in a very busy area, there is a lot of noise. So he asked us, that my house was just newly built, and we just moved only in the house about 6 months ago. So, and I remember when Srila Prabhupada came there, I did not have the curtains also in the home. So at night we were walking to prepare the home, and so he came and was fortunate enough to get his darshan, and he was sitting in the room. So he very short, and we had in 1974 we had been to here from Vrindavan, and we had taken Titi Sadhata and Krishna with us, and my wife was worshiping Titi. So Srila Prabhupada, he asked us one time with all the devotees, we were sitting together with Srila Prabhupada, and he asked some of the devotees, Prabhupada said to us, "Oh, you have Radha and Krishna, who is worshipping?" So Prabhupada said, "I am worshipping him, so thank you very much." And then the devotees said that, "Oh, they have Prabhupada, they have demigods with them also. There is Ganesh and there is Shiva also." So we were a little scared, so we asked, "Prabhupada, is something wrong with him?" So he said in Hindi, he said that, "Kya Nokar or Malik Saath Saath Milkar Khate Hain." So then we explained that Krishna is Malik, he is the Lord, and this, the demigods are the servants, so you should put him on an elevated position. So, and then some of the devotees there said to Prabhupada, "They are, this couple, they are not chanting." So surprised, we were scared, and Prabhupada said, looked at us very compassionately into my eyes, and he said, "I was scared, what is going to say?" So he said, in Hindi, he said, "Sab theek ho jayega, everything will be alright." So, and I know now that after meeting Krishna, everything is alright.
I know personally Sri Abhay Charanath Prabhu since 1946. 46. So many years passed.
Now 2006. 60 years.
60 years before. In 1946, I joined Math, took initiation and Diksha, and Guru Maharaj kept me his personal servant, and he took me to Gauriya Vedant Samiti, Calcutta, Bose Pada Lane. And there I saw Abhay Charanath Prabhu. Guru Maharaj told me to serve him. And from then, he was so much attracted to me. So much. So, I have served him in so many ways. When he took sannyas and went to Western countries, I sent him kartal, khol, so many ditties.
Mathura
Peda, so many things. And he used to write me letters where, how he is preaching. About more than 400 letters.
Your relationship with him is the same as his relationship with his Gurudev.
He wrote me that our relation is transcendental. As my relation is with Prabhupada, your relation with me is same, transcendental. Sometimes he requested me to come to Western country. Then I told that my Guru Maharaj is here and I am engaged in his service. Later on I will come.
Near future I will see.
So I went there. He also, in Mathura, he used to play on mridanga and I used to sing. He liked very much my songs, Vaishnava songs, very, very. At that time, he did not used to sing, but he usually used to be. But he was explaining Srimad Bhagavat word by word. Very beautiful. All were attracted to hear it. And there, he began translate first
canto.
First three cantos.
First canto. Three parts.
In three parts. And he published in Delhi. And first he gave me.
And you shipped the books to
By ship, sent all his books. They were in so much dirty condition that I became sick. But yet I sent them.
All these books you used to allow them
to. In the last time, he called me. All ISKCON members came to me. And they took me to him. He had stopped to speak with anyone. But when I went, he began to weep and took his hands in his hands and began to tell, excuse me, I have done something wrong. I told that you have not done anything wrong. For your disciples, that they should be
strong.
Oh, so you have told that Gaudiya Vaishnava have no preaching, they eat, drink and sleep. But I told that it is not your fault anyway. You have told them for their good. And he told that I have brought so many in Bengali Bandar,
monkey,
not in English. I could not train them. So I request you to train them. They should know what is Rupanu, what is Vaishnavata, what is all these things. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and what Rupa Goswami established his wishes. So tell them and help them. Only for these things I went to Western countries to see his glory and saw everywhere, in the mountain, in the ocean,
in the forest,
everywhere his glory is there. In couple of years he brought a revolution in whole world, bhakti revolution. So this day I am praying His mercy. He should sprinkle His mercy to me and to you all. Gaur Premanande.